Welcome to Ad Bible, an audio daily devotion from the Ezra Project. Alan J. Huth shares a Bible passage with comments from over 35 years of his personal Bible reading journals and applies the Word of God to our daily lives.
Today brings us to 1 Timothy chapter 4. We'll listen to our guest reader, Larry Geeling, as he reads the 16 verses of 1 Timothy chapter 4.
1 Timothy 4. Now the Spirit expressly says that in later times some will depart from the faith by devoting themselves to deceitful spirits and teachings of demons through the insincerity of liars whose consciences are seared, who forbid marriage and require abstinence from foods that God created to be received with thanksgiving by those who believe and know the truth. For everything created by God is good, and nothing is to be rejected if it is received with thanksgiving, for it is made holy by the word of God and prayer. If you put these things before the brothers, you will be a good servant of Christ Jesus, being trained in the words of the faith and of the good doctrine that you have followed. Have nothing to do with irreverent, silly myths. Rather, train yourself for godliness. For while bodily training is of some value, godliness is of value in every way, as it holds promise for the present life and also for the life to come. The saying is trustworthy and deserving of full acceptance. For to this end we toil and strive, because we have our hope set on the living God, who is the Savior of all people, especially of those who believe. Command and teach these things. Let no one despise you for your youth, but set the believers an example in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, in purity. Until I come, devote yourself to the public reading of Scripture, to exhortation, to teaching. Do not neglect the gift you have, which was given you by prophecy when the council of elders laid their hands on you. Practice these things, immerse yourself in them, so that all may see your progress. Keep a close watch on yourself and on the teaching. Persist in this. By so doing, you will save both yourself and your hearers.
In 1992, I was 37 years old when I wrote in my journal, "Strong words from Paul, seared on our conscience as with a branding iron," quoting verse 2. "Nourished on the words of faith," according to verse 6, and I wrote, "Good place to eat." Then I quoted verse 7, "Discipline yourself for the purpose of godliness." Then I wrote, "Discipline is a lost art. People are not willing to work at or for something. If it isn't easy or free or quick, it isn't worth the effort." Self-discipline, marriage, children, so much is suffering because there is so little discipline anymore. Then I wrote, "Public reading of the word is so necessary in our country today. Lord, how can I be part of this mission field?" Then lastly, quoting verse 15, "Be absorbed in spiritual gifts so your progress may be evident to all." In 2002, at 47 years old, remember, I was in Bangkok, Thailand. So I wrote a little bit about being in Thailand, and I'm going to share that with you. I wrote, "Spoke in a church yesterday, pastored by a man from Georgia. It was a good church, and he was very supportive of the Gideons. It's wonderful to hear worship in other languages, to see the body of Christ in another country." And from Bangkok, I wrote about 1 Timothy chapter 4, "Set an example for the believers in speech, in life, in love, in faith, and in purity. Devote yourself to the public reading of Scripture, to preach, and to teaching. God calls us to be exemplary. People are watching how Christians live. What are they seeing?" And in 2012, 57 years old, I wrote about 1 Timothy 4, and then I referred to verse 12, "Be an example of Christianity in speech, conduct, love, faith, and purity. Practice these things, immerse yourself in them to grow and be an example for others." 1 Timothy chapter 3 was about the qualities of leadership. This chapter gets more personal. It gives us instructions about how to live a godly life. Let's see how Paul instructs Timothy and thereby instructs us today. He says in verse 6, "If you put these things before the brothers, you will be a good servant of Christ Jesus." And he starts with this, "being trained in the words of faith and of good doctrine." Yes, we need to be trained in the words of faith and good doctrine, which comes from the Word of God. That's why you're listening to Ad Bible. That's why the Ezra Project produces Ad Bible, so that we can stay close to the Word of God. That is a key part of godly living. Paul goes on to say to Timothy, have nothing to do with irreverent, silly myths. Rather, train yourself for godliness. So for us, he's telling us we don't need to be focused on the ways of the world. We need to stay focused on the ways of the Word. And training in godliness takes work. It takes effort, like physical exercise. Paul says bodily training is of some value, but godliness is of value in every way. So do you spend more time focused on your body or on your spirit? Next, he reminds Timothy that we have our hope set on the living God, who is the Savior of all people. And of course, setting our hope on the living God is a major part of living a godly life. And he instructs Timothy to command and teach these things. Now, you may not be a teacher in that regard, but we are all still to share in our sphere of influence the truths of the gospel, our relationship with Jesus. And then he tells Timothy, set the believers an example in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, in purity. Is that what people see in your life? I said in one of my journals, people are watching. What do they see when they see Christians? Are you an example in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, and in purity to those around you? The term is used in Scripture. We are ambassadors for Christ. How do people see Jesus if they see me? And Paul tells Timothy, do not neglect the gift you have. We all have gifts. We all have different gifts. But we are not to neglect the gifts that God has given us to further His kingdom. What is your gift? What has God given you to further His kingdom? And then Paul finishes by reminding Timothy that all this takes work. He says, practice these things, immerse yourself in them, so that all may see your progress. Keep a close watch on yourself and on the teaching. Persist in this, for by doing so you will save both yourself and your hearers. So Christianity is not a spectator sport. It's work. We are to keep practicing. We are to immerse ourselves in our faith. And we are to keep a close watch on ourselves. And we are to persist. And for what reason? Paul says, for by doing so, you will save both yourself and your hearers. So godliness, godly behavior takes work. It takes practice. It takes persistence. I know. I'm still a work in progress. Are you? I hope so. Because Paul starts this chapter with a serious warning. He says, in later times, some will depart from the faith by devoting themselves to deceitful spirits and teachings of demons, through the insincerity of liars whose consciences are seared. Surely we are in these later times. Many have departed from the faith. Many are being wooed away from biblical Christianity by deceitful spirits, the teachings of demons, and lies. To keep that from happening to you, Paul says, devote yourself to the public reading of Scripture, to exhortation, to teaching. In other words, stay in the Word of God. Keep a close watch on yourself and on the teaching. Lord, keep us close to the fire so our flame doesn't go out. Thanks for the reminder that I don't arrive in Christianity. It's a continuing journey. It takes practice and it takes persistence. And though I understand I'm not saved by my works, I also understand that others can be saved through my works. You call me to be an example in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, in purity. Lord, forgive me when I fail in those things and strengthen me so that I can be a better example of Christianity for you. In your name we pray. Amen.